Right to Work is back before the Missouri legislature once again. Anything we need to discuss there with regard to legal ramifications thereof?
Well, on the right to work issue, there's an interesting case before the U.S. Supreme Court that comes out of Illinois that really involves very much of a right to work issue for public employees. This is a mother in Chicago suburb who takes care of her disabled son, and she receives, I believe it's Medicaid payment to serve as a home health care worker for her son. And Governor Blagojevich and then Quinn said healthcare workers, they're being paid by the state. They are state employees. And so therefore they can be organized. They can be part of the state employee unions. This mother from Chicago said, I don't want any of my money going for union dues. And I want it all going for my son. And the case has gone all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court. It's on this sort of, you know, fair share checkoff where if a person says they don't want to be part of a union, they still have to pay union dues even though they're not a member of the union. And so the whole argument for the U.S. Supreme Court is that that requiring a public employee to make a fair share payment of dues for a union they don't support, that that is a violation of their First Amendment free expression right because it is forcing them to take a position on a public policy issue that they do not agree with. In the oral argument, it seems as though many of the Justice Kennedy and Justice Alito seem to be rather impressed by that argument.
On the same page?
On the same page. So it would appear as though it's possible that if the Chief Justice and if Justice Scalia agree with them, that they could, make it very difficult for public employee unions to organize. They would have to throw out – we'll see. We talked earlier about Chief Justice Roberts talking about stare decisis and precedent and how he wants to only move slowly. Well, this is an important precedent from – the 1970s that they would have to throw out if they're going to say that public employee unions cannot require fair share payments of union dues.
That's where the emphasis has to be: public employees.
It's public employees. The Missouri right to work law would apply much more broadly to all sorts of unions.
Sure,
but the same issue of fair share kind of contribution.